There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. Not a bad time to call me about whatever it is on your mind, and we'll deal with it here. And hopefully help you to run your life in a more productive way. All right, 855-993-7569. All right, I had mentioned last hour that our primary mission here is always to answer your phone calls, but lots of you, for various reasons, can't call, so you can contact us through emails or through Facebook. And we got a Facebook question yesterday whose essence was, can relationships go from lousy to good? And so to give kind of a complete answer based on not much information, which is, if relationships can go from good to bad, then in theory they could go the other direction as well. But the real issue is not can relationships go from bad to good, but what is causing the relationship to be toxic, to be unpleasant or unacceptable or whatever. All right, so I answered the question as best I could. And apparently we got a return email, yes?
Yes, we did. We got a follow-up email from...
I love the fact that you guys are obviously listening. I would prefer the phone call, but what can I tell you? All right, so lay it on me.
All right. An email says, Dr. Joy, I emailed yesterday in regards to my relationship with my boyfriend and how he recently has become sober. I wanted to answer the questions you had posed, but dare not call in because a few of my boyfriend's family members listen to your program, and I'm afraid that they would recognize my voice. To address...
Let me just stop for 1 second. So what? What it would prove is that you care about him, that you're concerned. It's been an issue that I've been dealing with literally since the beginning of my career, because what we talk about on the air is, obviously we don't talk about the weather very often. We talk about issues that are important and emotional and sometimes difficult. So the point being that that it's a public forum. The advantage of that is it's free, and the advantage of it is that you can hear other people's problems that may relate to your own, so it frees you from the issue of having to actually call in. But it means that it may not be specifically yours, but so somebody hears. So what? You're among friends. All right, but keep going.
To address the questions you had for me, he and I live separately from one another, so there is no economic dependence. We do not have children. There is no history of violence toward each other either. The reason I feel unfulfilled in our relationship is because I don't feel like we connect on a deeper level. We never really had the period of getting to know one another, and he hardly ever inquires about my life at all, rather that be asking about my childhood or what my favorite movie is. I believe I have stayed because we both had unnormal childhoods. I grew up in an abusive household with a drug addict for a mother, and he grew up in a cult. I believe I was terrified. I was not normal and didn't think anyone normal would want to be with me. I also believe I stayed because I absolutely love his family. They are no longer in the cult and have come through it very well. He stopped drinking numerous times before this, but failed. This time he stopped because he says he doesn't want to be a loser the rest of his life, and he wants to become something greater than he is, someone he can be proud of. Technically, it's only been 1 month since he stopped, but he has taken more steps this time around to getting on the right track, going to AA, etc. He has a full-time job and is currently in school for his bachelor's degree as well. To me, a fulfilling relationship would mean that the emotional aspect of the relationship was just as, if not more, important to him than the physical aspect, and to me it seems like the only reason we got together in the first place was because of the physical, and now there is no emotional for me, because he is a very emotionally cut off person. Thank you for any help you can give.
Okay, well, that's very helpful to a certain extent. Well, let me, I'm glad, Manny, we didn't try to do this in the last thing, because I think it's going to be a little more time consuming than that. But good for you for hearing and for filling in some of the blanks. Okay, the good news is that there's not an emotional, that there's not a financial dependency, that there aren't kids, or two of you aren't living together. All right, so let's look at it as you present it to me. Until you come to grips with your childhood, and again, that you hear my mantra these days, which is that you could treat your past as either a club or school. You're still treating it as a club, sugar. You're still saying, you know, dysfunctional family, drug-addicted mom, and which means that you're never going to graduate from that. So you may sort of say, well, you know, I'm self-supporting, or I have a great job, or I have good friends. But underneath that, underlying all of that, unfortunately, good stuff is going to feel superficial. It's going to feel like it's whitewashed the reality, the truth, that there's something wrong with me, I'm a drug-addicted mom. So you're going to have to come to grips with that. And whether that means therapy, whether that means deciding that what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, deciding that lots of people have addictions, your mother's was just less socially acceptable, whatever you have to do. But you're not going to have the kind of relationship you want until you feel that you're okay. Because by definition, you're going to pick people who make you feel okay, which means you're going to be emotionally dependent on them. If they go away, it's because it was your fault. You just weren't good enough. You were just damaged. They finally figured out the damage. Or you're going to find people who are even more damaged than you are, so that it can be competitive misery. You got to come to grips with that. And I mean, you're not really very far behind in that you're in your 20s, and none of us really come to grips with who we are, as opposed to who our parents wanted us to be or who we were rebelling against, until at earliest, our probably late 20s, early 30s. So you're on the path. But I'm telling you, you're not going to have a solid relationship until you do that. And you can see why. I mean, you know it. You just told me, and I'm telling you back, that either you're going to feel, you know, I can't let go of this person, because if they let go of me, then it just proves what I've already suspected about myself, is that I'm not worthy of love. Or you're going to pick people that you feel are more damaged than you are, which is going to end up in either unfulfilling relationships, or they're going to dump you and you're going to think, geez, Louise, I'm actually worse than I thought I was, because I thought I was at least superior to this loser, and I'm not. They rejected me. So it's a trap, no matter how you look at it. You have to come to grips with that and decide that I'm okay. You have to treat your past as a school from which you graduate, that you take the lessons, you learn the lessons, even though they're very difficult lessons, even though it may be subjects you don't like or not interested in or messy or you didn't do as well as you want, but you've got to graduate from it. Because if you don't, you're doomed. And it's not that you're doomed. It's not that your mother doomed you. It's you doomed yourself. You have a choice. And it may be a difficult choice, because certainly blaming someone else is much easier than blaming ourselves. For the short run, in the long run, we are trapped, and we've trapped ourselves. So I cannot emphasize too strongly, as you can hear in my voice, I hope, you got to come to grips with that. All right, let's now look at some of the other factors. Loving his family. You know, we all do that, right? We fall in love with their family because they're not our family, and they're easier to deal with, and they welcome us in different ways. And, you know, I mean, if all of us, what we should probably do is either meet the families before we meet the guys and pick families we don't like, so we're not so connected. I have a friend of mine who nearly married a woman because he loved her child. He didn't love her. He loved the child, and he came within a week of marrying this woman. And it wasn't me. I mean, I really try in my private life to not offer unsolicited advice. And in my professional life, I don't offer unsolicited advice either. You guys call me. My producers occasionally have to kind of back me off with joy. I'm not a caller. I don't want to hear this. All right, so when we come back, I'll finish this up. Because falling in love with the dude's family is not unusual. It's just tangential. It's beside the point. Be back in a moment. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection, security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, we're fine. Manny, what was the woman's name that called? I didn't write it down because it was an email. I write down callers' names, but not email names. Do you remember what her name is?
She wanted to remain anonymous.
Oh, maybe that's why I didn't write it down. That's a pretty good reason. Okay, we'll call her Annie, as in anonymous. Okay. So we were talking. Annie sent us an email yesterday saying, "Can bad relationships go to good?" And I said, "Depends, basically, on why they were bad." So Annie, bless her little pea picking heart, wrote back today with a lot more details to fill in some of the gaps. But the most important gap that she's filled in is why she was with this dude to begin with, and why she stayed with him. And I'm saying, those are lousy reasons, my dear. They're not uncommon, but they still are not very good reasons, because basically you're going to make wrong choices. As long as you feel that you're not lovable, you're going to settle. And at some point, that settling is going to come up and slap you upside the head, which is sort of where you are at this moment. All right, so that's number one. Above everything else, you know, different galaxy, different universe. But let me go and answer some of the other questions, assuming that you don't lose sight of the major issue, which is you need some work. You need to do some work on yourself. He also needs to do some work on himself. But it sounds like he's begun. He's saying he wants to be better than he is. He stopped drinking. He is working. So he started that journey. So one of the questions is, are the two of you able to do this journey together? And I think that's an open issue. If he was in AA, which it sounds like he is, one of the things that AA really comes down very strongly about is not making any major changes in the first year of your sobriety, because you need the stability of being able to deal with situations that are familiar. They may not be positive, but they're familiar, and so you can learn different skills. In the same way we're talking about the astronauts learning to fabricate unfamiliar situations. Well, in AA, what they're saying is you're already messing up familiar situations, so don't move on to unfamiliar till you figure out how to do these, which just makes some sense. So the question is, what do we do about your relationship? And I think the two of you probably need to have a discussion about this. I don't think you have to make a unilateral decision unless you're feeling strongly that you want out. If you want to stay in, then I think the two of you need to talk about some guidelines, because, first of all, you don't want to become a human breathalyzer. You don't want to be monitoring his sobriety all the time. You have to decide what you're going to do about your drinking behavior, whether you drink or not. We didn't discuss that at all. Whether or not you are involved with his family during this time, which in theory, the problem about being involved with his family during a time of upheaval for him is that either you may feel that you want to get information from them, or they may feel that they want to get information from you, either of which is going to feel disloyal to him. So the family may be off limits, at least temporarily. And what you can do is explain to them that you understand that their primary loyalty is to him. And if the two of you maintain a relationship or regain a relationship at some point, you'd really like to reestablish ties with them. If you don't, then you may still be able to reestablish ties, but somewhere down the line. There needs to be an obvious break. There needs to be an obvious transition before you're going to be able to do that. So you may need to at least temporarily downplay, step back, take a break from his family, even though you care about them enormously. And you may be able to go back. It doesn't mean that you have to be separate from them forever, but for right now, it probably makes some sense. And that may be something to discuss with him. In terms of the issue of emotional intimacy versus physical intimacy, one of the ways to begin negotiating that is stopping the physical relationship and not as a threat, not saying if I don't get what I want, you don't get what you want, because you don't ever want to make sex something that is a negotiation between the two of you. Sex should feel, when both of you are wanting to be together, that you are, and when one of you isn't, that you're not. It's not a bargaining tool, because it implies that sex is something that's done to you, as opposed to you involving your own sexuality, giving and receiving pleasure. So you don't want to make it a bargaining chip, but you may say, it complicates things right now. What I want to do is know more about what you're thinking and what you're feeling, and we don't discuss that. And that sex is creating an artificial intimacy without the underlying emotional intimacy that I crave. So And you need to make it very clear that you're not negotiating one for the other. If I don't get what I want, you don't get what you want. Because in the long run, that really cheapens sex for both of you, and it makes it highly questionable. So you don't want to go that route. The question is, do the two of you, is there a way for you to profitably be together at this moment when you have some work to do and he has some work to do? As a therapist, I would probably say the two of you are better off taking a break from each other with the idea that you keep in loose contact, that you maybe email each other, you know, once every couple of weeks just to check in, that both of you may want to make And that may be difficult to get from him, but most of you make a commitment that you're not going to get involved with other people right now for a number of reasons. First of all, you're still emotionally somewhat connected with one another. Second of all, both of you have some work to do, and getting involved with somebody else at this moment is going to complicate the daylights out of both of your lives. You may not be able to negotiate that with him, but it's worth bringing up, and certainly something for you to be aware of, because both of you are going to have the feeling that, well, I need to have somebody else who loves me. You know, that both of us come from these bad backgrounds, and no one's ever going to love us, and so I need to find somebody because Annie doesn't love me anymore, or Andrew, you know, isn't interested. So the two of you can have a discussion about this and talk about what makes sense to you. As I said, if I were your therapist, I'd try to convince the two of you not to get involved with other people, but to perhaps ratchet down your own relationship a little bit, to give both of you the space to figure out who both of you are and what both of you want. And there's certainly the possibility, which gets back to your initial question, that we can take basically it's not even the ashes of this relationship, but we can take the positive things about this relationship and hang on to those and morph it into something really positive. But I think both of you need the emotional time and space to figure out who you both are and make sure that this isn't a relationship that's completely based on dependency, that that both of you can appreciate your strengths as well as being attracted by your weaknesses for whatever reason. Okay? So, to recap, number one, both of you are really on paths of discovery. And if you don't understand that you are as much as he is, that's something you need to be aware of, because you need to get over that notion that I'm damaged goods because my mother was a drug addict, or my mother was an affection, or my mother was anything. Treated as a school, not a club. He needs to figure out about his drinking behavior, about growing up in a commune, because there are positive things about anything. I mean, growing up with a drug addict as his mom probably means that you stay away from drugs, that you are more self-reliant than somebody who may have had Donna Reed as a mom. So the point is, rather than describing yourself as damaged goods, view yourself as a project under construction and figure out how you're going to do that. The question is, what do the two of you do about your relationship at this moment? And I don't think you have to. Continuing as it is now isn't very viable. But you also don't have to dump it. All you can do is kind of keep a loose hold and allow both of you the space to become the people you need to become, and then see where both of you are. And if you need my help, you can call me, even if his family does listen. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but
you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful
incredible energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, paired with healthy heart choices, is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305. You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
What color are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. Steve, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Steve.
Hi.
All right, are you... Yeah, all right, you're breaking up a little on me. Are you someplace that you can sit still?
I'm driving to sit on my lunch break, so I'm kind of in the car right now.
Can you pull over just for a minute so I don't lose you?
I'm almost at my destination. I can pull over then I'll be fine.
All right, so how long are you to your destination? You want me just to hum and sing till then?
Literally less than a block.
All right, then I will hum and sing for a minute, and we will get you safe. Folks, when you call, I don't mind you calling on your cell phones, and I don't mind you, because I know everybody uses their cell phone, and I actually don't mind you driving the car. But once I get you, there are two really good reasons to pull over. One is so I don't lose the signal and don't lose you, but even more importantly, I just assume you didn't end up smacked. Right? Because, I mean, it's one of my great fears is that I'll be talking with you on the phone and all of a sudden we're going to hear this crash. Because we know that talking on the phone is almost as distracting as texting, and texting actually will impair you more than drinking. So do not talk, text, or drink when you're in the car, and certainly don't combine the three. All right, should we try Steve again? All right, Steve, we got you. Yay. All right.
I'm here.
Okay, good. And you're parked? Yeah, you're fine. It's a little noisy. Yeah. Are you outside?
I am. I'm about to go inside and grab my food.
Yeah, just go inside because the wind is coming through. But other than that. All right. Perfect. Yay, Steve. Okay, good. Go.
So I've got this roommate who's dating this woman who's very self-destructive.
Okay, you're now. All right, Steve, are you in an airport or something? You have to get to some place that I can actually hear you better than the background. All right. I have a sense he'll call back. He has a roommate. I guess we'll get him in a minute. All right. Listen, heaven knows we're trying. All right. So, Manny, should we wait for him to call back? I'll tell you what, let's, in the meantime, let's talk about drones for a minute, shall we?
Sure.
All right. Cause we had, we did a story about drones, which I think are beginning to be very scary. You can buy them, relatively cheaply. I worry about two issues with respect to drones. One is privacy. I've been in at least one situation within the last couple of weeks where a drone was really irritating. They were filming fireworks at the same time the fireworks were going on, and because it was dark and the drone was lit, it was really distracting from the fireworks, and it was kind of irritating. The story that came up that brought everything to mind was a guy that drones flying around. I guess it's not the story. There was a story that was really irritating where a guy, it was more than irritating, it was horrifying, where a guy was the first person at a car crash with two teenagers, and one of them was dying, and instead of helping the kids in any way or comforting them, he was photographing them. And the cops probably exceeded their authority a little bit in trying to find something to charge him with because they were so upset about it, which is understandable. I'm not sure it was illegal. It was just crappy. But it does bring up that whole issue about drones. And in the particular case, I guess, that we were talking about initially, the drones were over a forest fire. And I guess it was a car crash. I guess that's what the two of them had in common. It was a car crash and prevented helicopters from dumping fire retardants on it. So they were a real problem. And so the issue, as far as I'm concerned, is number one, privacy, but number two, it can be a weapon delivery system, which is what they were invented to do. And granted, most of the things that people buy at this moment are not weapon delivery systems, and we've had examples in the last couple of months of drones hitting people in the head or just, so, you know, most people are not particularly upset about them, so I just asked people what their feelings were about drones. So what did people say?
We will start with Jim, and Jim says, they are cool, and I can't wait to get Amazon Prime merchandise even faster.
All right, so he's not worried about either, but he's the owner as opposed to the subject.
Veronica says, it could be dangerous. I really don't like them. We have enough things to watch out for already in the hands of careless or bad people. It could become fatal.
Yeah, I sort of tend to agree with you that it's just one more thing. Again, I think that privacy has become an issue on the Internet. And I think that the delivery systems that have the potential of harming people are an ongoing threat. So I don't know. And on the other hand, I'm not sure that I really am in favor of outlawing them because I think that will just become, it just will create a black market for it. And when people talk about shooting, that was the other thing. I think if somebody shot down a drone or something, shooting them down with what? And what if you miss the drone? What is it you're shooting them with? I mean, God forbid it's a bullet. And we know the guns that are fired. And I mean, I the whole thing worries the living daylights out of me.
What if you shoot one down and, heaven forbid, you end up you try to shoot one down and you end up missing it and hitting something else, like I don't know, a bird or
a person,
you know, God forbid,
a dog,
an airplane of some type, you know, some type. I mean, it's.
Well, exactly. Not to mention, if you shoot it down, what you have is something that weighs something coming down out of the sky, and depending on how high it was when it was shot down, it is potentially dangerous as well. I mean, it just seems to me that we're talking about, all sorts of potential dangers, and as somebody points out, that the issue is. It's not even malevolent necessarily, although there is that aspect of it. I mean, these were made to be weapon delivery systems initially, but just careless people. I mean, look, think about me for a moment, all right? I think I went into Toys R Us and Radio Shack, and they both have these little inexpensive, you're not supposed to call them drones, you're supposed to call them quadropopters or something, because they're not really drones, according to the hobby enthusiasts, all right? But they went in, and the ones that I saw were not very expensive. I mean, they were like $100 as opposed to most of these, which are like around $1,000. And I thought, gee, this would really be fun, you know, to fly something around, to go out in a field and be able to fly it around. That sounds like real fun. And, of course, these people weren't flying them around in a field. They were flying them inside the store. But I'm a klutz. Right? And I don't know how to do it. And these guys, and one of the guys was pretty adept at it, but he still sort of just barely avoided hitting somebody in the head. And there, remember last Christmas that there was a bar that got sued because the guy bought a drone, a quadricopter, and had mistletoe and thought it was really cute to fly around the bar and hit some woman in the eye. I mean, I don't know.
I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, I worry about these things. That it just seems to me that maybe, I don't know, maybe if nothing else, we make them out of plastic. You know, I think they are mostly plastic, but maybe we make them out of something so if it hits somebody in the head, it won't hurt them. I don't even know if that's true. If you get hit in the head with a Frisbee, it doesn't feel very good. Or maybe we make them, certainly a limited range would help, right? Maybe that's the solution, is that they can't go very far and that they're all identified. The only way that you can get them is that they're identified in the same way an airplane is, with a serial number that's registered to you. Maybe that's the way to do it, at least some level of identification, so there's some level of responsibility. I don't know. But as my ex-boss pointed out to me, you know, I was the one who 10 years ago said, the Internet's got some issues, folks, about privacy and about people who would never think about having an affair will, in the middle of the night, be Googling a high school boyfriend. And all of a sudden, you have a marriage, you have marriages disrupted. And apparently there is a minister in New Jersey who quoted me in a sermon saying that this was the new new style modern adultery. I don't know. I think we need to sort of at least have some connection. And the thing about the Internet, I think one of the things that makes it so, I mean, several things. One is that you can be vaguely anonymous. And second is that it lasts forever, that it's once it's there, it's there. And I'm here. I'm not anonymous, and I'm not immortal, but I'm here. Steve, call me back, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/ Dr. Joy Brown Show.
It's been on your mind all day because last night was, in a word, delicious, and you can't wait to do it again in the kitchen tonight with Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but don't have the time to drive all over town searching for chef-quality ingredients. With Plated, you don't have to. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-proportioned ingredients for your dinner so nothing is wasted. Everything's delivered to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. And no worries if you aren't home. Your plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef-quality meals in 30 minutes or less. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get two meals free. That's right, two meals free. That's tryplated.com, tryplated.com.
Would you like to use your IRA funds to buy precious metals and hold them at home? Are you wary of the stock market, paper gold, or faraway depositories? With a checkbook IRA, you may legally take custody of IRA-owned gold and silver. Call today and learn how IRA owners in all 50 states have already taken control. Call 844-MY-GOLD-2. That's the number 2, 844-MY-GOLD-2.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi. 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 I wanted to know whether how to get a girlfriend.
How old are you?
I'm 24.
Okay, what should I know about you?
I'm blind, and I don't use a computer now, but I might in the future.
What's your highest level of education that you've achieved now?
I'm working at the old Greenwich train station.
Okay, what do you do?
I run the coffee shop there.
Okay.
The concession stand.
What, you didn't tell me what your highest level of education is.
I graduated high school.
Okay. What do you do for a social life?
I sing with a men's choir group.
I think that's not a bad idea, but you're not going to find any women. Maybe one of the things you should do is join a choir that is mixed. I'm serious.
Well, I don't really want to do that. I love barbershop.
But Adam, I'm not saying you have to give up the one that you're in. I'm just saying, look, you're looking for a girlfriend.
Yeah.
The easiest way to find somebody is to be around people who like the same thing that you do. And that's fine if you're looking for friends, and there are probably a couple of guys in the choir that you've learned, that have become friends. But if it's already something you know how to do, it's already something you're good at, it's already something you feel confident about. So join a mixed choir as well.
I'll think about that.
Okay, I think it's not a bad idea to get a computer.
Well, I'm in a mixed church choir.
Okay. Well, then, have you made any... Are you completely... Do you have any sight at all?
No, I'm completely blind.
Okay, and you have been since birth?
Yes, I called last week about something else, but it doesn't bother me anymore. I figured out a solution for that.
Good. Okay. Did you do any dating in high? Did you go to as I recall, you know Braille?
Yes.
Okay. So did you meet any females when you were in high school?
One, but I never kept in touch with her.
Did you go to your reunions?
No, I don't.
Not a bad idea. Adam, look, don't overlook the obvious. The obvious are people at work. The obvious are, I think you're right, a computer is not a bad idea. And going to, going to the library and using a computer there. You may also, I'm sure that, because there are dating services for everything, there's probably a dating service for people who are visually impaired. There's certainly Lighthouse for the Blind is probably not a bad place to start.
Okay.
Maybe they have mixers. If you're in any kind of church organization, I think that's not a bad place to start.
Yeah.
The choir seems to me an obvious thing to do because it's already something you're comfortable doing, good doing.
Right.
Put out the word in the men's choir that you're looking for a date to see if anybody knows anybody.
Okay.
And just start doing things that get you out, doing things you enjoy doing, and just be friendly. But my guess is that probably the most straightforward is to, and go to your high school reunion. Go to places where your blindness is sort of coin of the realm, all right? And I'm not saying that you necessarily need to date somebody who's blind, but I'm saying that if you want to be dating, as we talked about before, it's a high wire act. So you want to be in a situation where you feel the most comfortable. So, but you can't put yourself on house arrest. So go to places where you already feel comfortable, that people already know you, that they accept you for Adam, not Adam who can't see.
Okay.
And certainly high school would be that. So a reunion's a good idea. Your choir, because they're going to focus on your voice, not the fact that you're not sighted.
Right.
So do those kinds of things and put yourself out. I think what we talked about last time was getting you out and just sort of getting you out. I'm delighted that you're kind of moving yourself forward. So let's continue to move you forward. And maybe somebody will come and say, hey, I heard you on Brown's program, and can I buy a magazine from you in the Greenwich train station? All right? Give it a try. Get started. Call me back if you need me. Kathy, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Brown. My question is, I have six brothers and sisters, and at Christmas we were discussing doing a family vacation this year, and my sister had looked into this, and at the end of the conversation she mentions that it will be X amount of dollars per family. And I didn't say anything, but my brother...
Wait a minute, per family as opposed to per person?
Exactly. My brother, you're getting to my point. My brother has two married daughters, and I was thinking, how am I paying the same amount as somebody who has two married children?
Why is one person paying the same as somebody else who's getting four people to go along? I think that's a legitimate issue.
Well, my question is, how do I bring this up without... Because whenever I bring issues like this up, I kind of become the bad guy.
No, I would just say, listen, I would really like to go, but is it possible that we could prorate the cost? What kind of vacation are we going on?
It's renting a house at Hilton Head.
Okay. Would you have your own room?
I would probably end up sharing with my mom or with
possibly one of my...
I would do it on the basis, not so much of I'm being ripped off. I would do it on the basis of, look, instead of doing it per family, why don't we do it per room? Because, for example, if you're going to have your own room and all four of those people are going to stay in the same room, I think that's a fair division. That each of you get your own transportation and that each of you, you get a group rate on the rooms, and each family, for example, if your let's say brother was taking two rooms, that he would pay double what you were paying. On the other hand, if you and your mom were sharing a room, that you split the cost of the room. So I think instead of saying it per family, I would make it per room. Because
okay.
that makes more sense. And then each of you pay your individual expenses in terms of getting there and getting home, transportation, and food presumably is relatively easy to work out.
Right.
But I would do that, and I think that makes more sense of just saying, listen, why don't we do it on the basis of the rooms rather than the families?
Okay. No, that sounds great.
Because that way, if a family wanted to, you know, to minimize the cost, everybody would double up, and you don't care.
Right.
Okay?
Okay. Well,
and
thank
you. It will probably cause much less of a civil war than saying, this isn't fair. But it isn't fair. But I would do it in a way that's a little more tactful. Okay?
Okay.
Good enough.
Thank you.
Especially when you're dealing with family. I mean, it's one thing if you're dealing with somebody who's disposable, right? That somebody at the last moment in your building says, you know, let's have a party and we're going to assess everybody a fee. And that one, I mean, they may be your next-door neighbor, but you're not going to have to be necessarily dealing with them on mom's birthday and Thanksgiving. When it's family, rather than saying, are you kidding? What you want to do is see if there's not a way to figure it out that's more positive, as opposed to implying that somebody is stupid or greedy or thoughtless or trying to rip you off or something like that. The separate check idea can save a lot of wear and tear if you just figure out a way to make it clear that that way you don't have to do all the accounting. Batting your baby blue eyes. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993 today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hi, this is John O'Toole with Midas Resources Gold and Silver Company. We have all heard of Rand Paul warning of an imminent currency crisis as a result of reckless spending on Capitol Hill and endless wars overseas. But what are we doing to prepare for it? China, India, and numerous other countries are buying up gold and silver by the ton because they know what's really going on. Don't you think it's time you do the same thing before it's too late? Call me, John O'Toole, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 133, and find out why gold and silver have been the true safe havens for over 5,000 years. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 133. I'll send you a booklet highlighting 10 reasons why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. Again, that's 1-800-686-2237, extension 133.